Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Family, go ahead and bring it in for the real deal. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today we're here with another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I want to kick it off by asking you, well, wait. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves today. I want to go ahead and kick it off with the review of the week. In the review of the week, we always like to take the time to spotlight a listener who's been tuning in. They log on to Apple Podcasts, they type us up a review, and then we take the time to read the review because we value and appreciate each and every one of your thoughts. So if you would like the opportunity to be the Apple review of the week, I would encourage you just to click that purple podcast icon, type in Speak Your Success, scroll down to the bottom and click write a review. And after you submit that baby, then you have the chance of being the Apple review of the week. And this review goes as follows. Every time I listen to this podcast, I finish by either being inspired to do something in my life or career paths to move forward to the success I know that's coming. I know that's right. I appreciate that the episodes focus on topics that there isn't a lot of rambling like other podcasts that can take away from the message. I'm doing air quotes right now. Speak Your Success is right, Rachel Dion S. Rachel, we definitely appreciate the love. We definitely appreciate the support. And we know that you rock with the Speak Your Success podcast because you know that we rock with you. So thank you for taking the time to comment and leave your feedback and leave your thoughts. We appreciate it. And keep on doing great things. Rachel is currently a writer for CW33. She does amazing things out here in the DFW area, as well as I've seen her leaking short stories lately on her Instagram. We're going to have her Insta handle in the show notes if you'd like to tag or you'd like to follow her. I would encourage you to do just that. But now we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on to today's topic. I was going to talk about vulnerability this week, but I think we're going to move on. I think we're going to attack that next week because I've been all twisted up. Can I be honest? I've been twisted up this week because I told you all, I'm going to switch the days. We're going to release the podcast, right? Some of you are like, John, you said you're going to drop on Thursday. I know I said that. I really do know I said that. I promise. But then life, it just got heavy on me. And then when it got heavy, I'm not even going to give you no excuse. I just didn't do it, okay? Can I just be honest? Can we just be straightforward? Can we just keep it transparent? Can we keep it 100? I didn't do it. So now it is Friday, and we're dropping this episode on Friday. So please forgive me, but I'm going to do better. I have to do better. And now, getting into today's topic, I just want to ask you a question. Did you do your homework? John, did you do your homework? This was a question that all my teachers would ask me as I went through and elevated or matriculated through middle school, high school, college. And I never realized that me starting bad behaviors in middle school, waiting till I got to class early in the morning, waiting till I arrived at school, and then getting with that individual that I knew did their homework. We all know that one individual that would be tried and true. They would always come through because they would always do their assignment. They knew what they had to do. They made it a priority and they made it happen. So today I want to ask you, did you do your homework? I'm not talking about school. I'm not talking about class. I'm talking about, did you do the homework in your life? That's right. And, you know, there were different times I began to think about and seeing that when I didn't do my homework and then I would just get with a friend and I would begin to copy off their paper and I would just write down their answers. In math class, they have something that they always ask you or require of you. They say you have to show your work. I didn't necessarily understand why they wanted me to always show my work. I had the answer. Like, bro, I have the answer right here. Just take this answer because this is what you wanted. You don't need to see my work. But unfortunately, that's not how it works in life. If we don't show the work, if we just get the answer, then we never took the time to go through the process which ultimately builds character. We never went through the process, which ultimately builds discipline. We never went through the process, which helps us build that persistence to help us get to the next stage in our life. I often hear it said that what got you here won't get you there. You can't expect to move forward and you can't expect to grow and evolve in life if you never take the time and go through the proper steps in order to be a success. Do you hear me? So I'm really talking to myself today, but as I wanted to ask you, did you do your homework? I want you to look at just three things that will help us identify the best way to go about in order for us to complete our homework, as well as three things to identify to help hold us accountable in this same vein. The first thing I want you to think about is time. Okay, we have to map out these three things, but the first one is time. What's a specific time that you can dedicate to a task on a daily basis? Right? For me, one of the things I've said and made mention of before, I wanted to start reading more. I wasn't making reading a priority. I wasn't making learning a priority. So therefore, I started small. I started to take 10 minutes out my day, 15 minutes out my day, to then sit somewhere quiet. And then I start my timer. Boop, I'm a little Apple Watch. Boop, boop. And then I just began to read, giving myself 10 minutes to make sure that I was growing in some area, in some shape or form, daily. Did you do your homework? Because we have to take time that we allow ourselves to be undistracted if we plan on completing a task. The target audience of this podcast is typically millennials. However, if you're a non-millennial as well, you would agree that distractions come at you as well. Distractions come at individuals who are parents, individuals who are student athletes, individuals who are working full time and going to school full time, individuals who are entrepreneurs, individuals who are teachers. Distractions happen. Bae hitting you up, or somebody that's trying to catch your attention, trying to text you, always hitting you up on social media. Distractions. So first, we have to find a specific time that we can dedicate to a task, that we can put away our phone, that we can shut off our screens, that we can give to ourselves. The next thing we have to identify is a place. Where is that place that you can go to virtually get out of your own head? For me, sometimes that place might be simply hopping in the car when it's dark outside, maybe later at night, and just riding with my windows down. Sometimes I even play my favorite R&B song, okay? Just riding. You have to begin to get to a place where you can be unbothered and where you can get out the way of yourself to where you won't distract yourself. Identify that area, because making the time is one thing, but then identifying that area to where you're by yourself, where you free yourself, and you know that in this place, you can just be clear. You can be free. You can lay your hair down. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Parents know what I'm talking about, because parents sometimes will take a moment just to take a little vacation away from family. Some husbands and wives might take a break from each other. They might do their own thing for a couple of days or for a day. And then that way you come back recharged. That way you come back rejuvenated. But you've given yourself that time that you need to pour into yourself. Trust me, you will thank me later. Did you do your homework? Of the last area I want you to identify is that thing. What's that thing that you can do better than anybody else in your sleep? Or what's that goal that you've been saying that I'm going to do this in 2018? I'm going to do this. We always say, I'm going to do this. It's going to happen someday. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. Well, I don't feel like it today. Friends, what's that one thing that you know that you've been needing to complete? What's that one task, but you've been dragging your feet? What is it? Let's talk. Because honestly, if we don't take the time for ourselves, first and foremost, we have to take the time. Second, we have to identify the place. And third, we have to identify the thing. We can't expect ourselves to be successful. Successful people go through the process in order to be successful. Successful people take intentional steps on a daily basis to be successful. I was watching a YouTube video on Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett went on to say that he goes through the same routine every single day. He goes to McDonald's. His wife gives him a certain amount of money in his cup holder so that he can go through the drive-thru and so that he can get an Egg McMuffin and a coffee. And he drives the same car he's had for so many years. He stays in the same house that he stayed in for so many years. He's gone through a particular routine to set him up for success. And Warren Buffett easily is top five, top three richest man in the world, or at least in the United States. I don't know about the world, but the United States for sure. So therefore, if he has to go through a process or if he needs to set up a routine, why would you want to do differently from him? And he is extremely successful. So friends, let's just identify that time, that place, and that thing. That's your homework for this week. And if you set up this, or if you wrote out these steps, or whatever it might be, whatever these things are, if you want to just answer, feel free to tweet me, because we've changed some things. We once had an Instagram, we shut that down. We once had a Twitter, we shut that down for our podcast. Now you can get to me directly. If you want to mention or tag me on Instagram, just tag Jonathan Jones Speaks. Or if you want to mention me on Twitter, just mention Jonathan J Speaks. And shoot me a tweet. Use the hashtag SYSP, and I will be sure to tweet you back, because I love to get you all engaged. I love when you all interact. I love interacting back with you, because you all are the reason I do this podcast, to add value to you, to serve and support you, to make sure that you are growing from this podcast as well as I'm growing. It's not one way. It's not one dimensional. I want this to be a win-win for everybody. So if you're rocking with me and you're tracking with me, I would encourage you just to give me a shout out or just tag me. Let me know that you're listening. And then I would love to just share you and just share your thoughts and just share your feedback with the rest of the tribe. Cool. Cool. Now we're going to go ahead and transition to our What Are You Listening To segment. In the What Are You Listening To segment, I like to take a moment and highlight some podcasts that I was just tuning into this week, sharing with you a little bit about their podcast and encouraging you to check them out, encouraging you to like, comment, subscribe, write a review for them, and just make sure that you are allowing yourself to be open to new opportunities and allowing yourself to be open to new experiences by living sometimes vicariously through these other individuals' podcasts. Okay, so the first podcast I was listening to, it was actually like yesterday, it's entitled Tech Forward. This podcast is really focusing on the tech field, the tech industry, and really breaking down just a few different avenues of looking at tech and the new up and coming angles of technology. Hence the name Tech Forward. So I would encourage you just to check out Tech Forward. I met Cheryl, who's the host of Tech Forward. I met her at the podcast movement in Philly just last week and had a great conversation, learned about the podcast. And then after hearing about her podcast, I said, you know what? I got to check it out. Checked it out, made sure I left a review, and just gave her a shout out because she's doing great things. I love the podcast. Keep on going, Cheryl. Keep on going. And then next, Glenn Douglas Presents Musicians Real Talk. You see, on this podcast, first and foremost, Glenn has a smooth jazz playing in the background. It's super dope. It's just so smooth and it's just so relaxing. And I was vibing. And then I realized that he was doing an interview with this gentleman on his podcast. He was interviewing musicians, getting the real, getting the raw, hearing their perspective from their own individualized journeys. So I said, man, okay. Because Glenn, he's a true personality. I rock with him. Had the opportunity to meet him at the Podcast Movement Conference as well. So Tech Forward and Glenn Douglas Presents Musicians Real Talk are what we're listening to this week on the Speak Your Success podcast. I would encourage you to check those two out. Make sure you leave a helpful review. And also, friends, just encourage them, because we all need a little bit of encouragement. And I would encourage you to check them out, because they definitely add value and it's just a different perspective on podcasting. All right. Excellent. And next, well, even before we go there, if you would like me to listen to your podcast, shoot me a DM, shoot me a tweet with a mention with the link to your podcast. And I would love to check it out, see what you're rocking with, and see about highlighting or spotlighting you in the What Are You Listening To segment. All right. Cool. And now we're going to go ahead and transition to one of my favorite areas, the winner circle of the week. This week, I want to highlight a young lady by the name of Jessica Renee. If you follow her on Instagram, her Instagram handle is Organized Human. And I think that describes her perfectly. Plain and simply because I spoke to a group of world changers maybe about a year or so ago. And this group was the Never Satisfied team led by my guy, Mr. Les. Les, I cannot pronounce your last name, so we're going to call him Les S. I believe it's Les Squadron. Anyway, so I had an opportunity to talk with Les and his group. And since having that opportunity, I've remained connected with some of the individuals throughout that tribe and stayed connected with Jessica through her journey and some of her counterparts as well. And the reason I wanted to acknowledge her this week is because the level of work ethic that she puts forward, it's breathtaking. I've never seen someone be so consistent in cleaning and in organizing on a daily basis, right? Like I go on Instagram, I watch her posts, and every time after I see one of her posts or just watch something that she threw up, I'm instantly motivated to one, go clean my room, go throw out some trash, or like she just makes me feel like I need to clean up and I need to do better at what I'm doing in my life. I would definitely suggest you go follow her and learn just like some cleaning hacks and in the way to elevate your cleaning repertoire. You want to go ahead and follow Organized Human on Instagram. And that's Miss Jessica Renee. She's our winner circle of the week. Let's give it up for her, please. And now after we just highlighted, you know, somebody who I think is definitely changing the game when it comes to remaining organized, having good clean hygiene. Now I want to go ahead and transition for the quote of the week. Quote of the week. The quote of the week this week, I pulled from one of my favorite songs back in the day. It was called Ghetto. It was a remix to Ghetto by Rich Boy. He didn't have that many hit songs. However, this was one of my favorite songs that he did. And the quote of the week comes from my uncle, Nazir Jones. And the quote reads, "It's cool enough to win, but it's better to hate to lose." And I just wanted to throw that quote out there because I want to check in this week. I want to see how many winners that we had listening today. And I'm not talking about you being a winner in the sake of you having a trophy. I'm not talking about you being a winner because you have a championship ring. I'm not talking about you being a winner because you've hung a banner. Those are all sports related. Those are cool. Those are great. That's fine. However, in order for you to be a winner, it just translates to you being a success. And in order for you to be a success, you first have to define what that level of success looks like. Like we talked about today, honing in on finding the time, making the place, and identifying that thing. And by following through on those steps, by following through on those three areas, friend, that will make you a winner. And in order to hate to lose, you have to begin to identify, if you don't do those things, what are you losing? If you don't follow through on your goal, if you don't follow through on your purpose, if you don't follow through on your mission, who are you missing out on influencing? Because we have to move from the place of living a selfish life to now living a selfless life. Because people are waiting for us to be a success so they can have permission to step out and do the same thing. There's people out here that are afraid, but they're looking towards you to see how you can shake things up. There are people out here that are afraid that are looking towards you to see ultimately how they take those first steps. People are looking towards you and they're inspired by you, but they may never tell you. They may just follow in your actions. They may hide in your shadows. However, they're looking towards you. So let's be motivated this week, friends, to understand it's cool enough to win, but it's better to hate to lose. let's be reminded that each and every one of us are winners, and we're winners when we identify what success looks like. We take the time, we find the place, and then lastly, we hone in on what that thing is for us to be successful. Friends, I love you. I would love to hear your thoughts, hear your feedback. If you have a thought or a topic that's something that you would like me to discuss on the podcast, I would encourage you to send over email to info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Also, if you'd like to reach out to me in regards to booking, or if you would like to grab your own copy, your autographed copy of Process, just visit the website, jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Connect with me. Let's rock together. Let's do this together, because we're in this same boat together. I want to see you be a success, friend. I want to see you ultimately win. So we're going to go ahead and close it out like we do every week. This is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?